In addition to their housing choice voucher, they must have $1,491 in other kind of income to meet the 3 times the rent qualifying standard.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there and welcome. Mike Butler here, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. And today's training session is going to be on Section 8, how to protect and how to CYA cover your butt with the new Section 8, especially if you invest in a larger city. I didn't say large city, larger. So I'm not talking about Mayberry where everybody knows each other, but I'm talking about, you know, yeah, this would go for Los Angeles, Chicago, and the great big cities. But even the ones like my town, Louisville, Kentucky, our metro population is about 1 million. And so anything my size, a little smaller, whatever, if you invest in a large city and you participate in a Section 8 program and you want to learn about that, then this is for you. Because my local agency that administers the HUD Section 8 program, they're very, very anti-investor, anti-landlord. Okay, so this is what it's about. Now, what prompted this, first of all, I want you to jot this down, episode 74. And this is going to build upon what you learn in episode 74 to go back and review that and combine it with this, and it'll put you in pretty good shape. But overall, here's what happened. I stopped participating in the Section 8 program in December of 2016. I started participating in a Section 8 program around 1991 or so. So very long time, decades involved in that. They got pretty ugly back then. And so I stopped taking Section 8. Well, effective March of this year, 2021, my local city council leadership, they added more protected classes onto our local fair housing ordinance. So you got federal fair housing, state fair housing, and then you got your local fair housing. Well, one of the protected classes that they added was called source of income. So what that means is no one can advertise anymore, no Section 8. So we have to remove that. But in order to be in compliance. Okay, so we do that. Well, now that means a lot of people interpreted that as you must accept Section 8. That's not the case. Okay, so what I did is I got to work, get my genie bottle out and working on that. And what can I do to be in compliance and not be forced to take all Section 8 folks? Okay, so I came up with 3 qualifying criteria. And this is what staff in my office is trained to say when people call. They will say, do you take Section 8? Well, we used to say no. Well, now we can't do that anymore. So now what do we say? We say now, yes, provided these 3 qualifying criteria are met. So here's your qualifying criteria. Number 1, the applicant must qualify. That's okay. Number 2, the unit, your house or your apartment must qualify and pass the HUD inspection. Housing quality standards. And number 3, the rent must be approved. Okay. And if it meets these 3 qualifying criteria, yeah, we take Section 8. But here's what it means. Okay. All right. So the 3 qualifying criteria are this. Let me jump over here to what has happened. So you're going to say, what's your 3 qualifying criteria, Mike? So the applicant must meet our qualifying criteria. One of the qualifying criteria is the rent must be, their income must be 3 times the monthly rent. So earlier today, I did a little coaching session and I have some notes that I'm going to refer to here. So if you look at your Section 8 housing voucher, they have some blocks going up there and it's got dollar amounts in there. One of them says the tenant portion. One of them says the subsidy. Another one is say total dollar amount of the voucher. And then you might see how many bedrooms. Okay. Well, what all the anti-landlord people want you to focus on is a tenant portion. Okay. So we don't want to focus on tenant portion because here's their interpretation of our local new fair housing ordinance. Let's say the tenant portion is $20. Well, these knuckleheads are trying to say that's what the rent is. That's not what the rent is. So they're going to say, okay, so in order to qualify it, their rent is $20. So you do 3 times 20, that's $60. They got to have $60 in income to qualify. No, because that's not the rent. Okay. Let's say the rent's $749. $749 is the rent. So on that housing choice voucher, right next to the one that says the tenant portion, it says the subsidy that they are to receive. And this one that I used for a training tool shows $756 is what this tenant's going to get as a subsidy using their two-bedroom housing choice voucher. $756 is how much Section 8's contributing towards a rent. So let's do the math here. So the rent is $749. Now, if you take $749 times three, that comes up to $2,247. That's the income that the applicant must have to qualify on the income side. You with me? So the rent's $749, you do that times three. Okay, so that's what they have to have as income in order to be able to qualify income-wise to rent this rental unit that you have. All right. Well, now they're getting a $756 subsidy on their housing choice voucher. So we take the 22, sorry about that. That thing was just digging in my nose. So you take the 2247 is three times a monthly rent. You take the $756 subsidy and subtract that from the 2247, which leaves $1,491. So in addition to their housing choice voucher, they must have $1,491 in other kind of income to meet the three times the rent qualifying standard. So these folks that want to say they do it on a different formula, well, they cannot have a Section 8 housing choice voucher and no other income because they got to buy groceries, they got to buy clothes, they got to have cost of living expenses, whatever, and they got to have a life, all of that stuff. And maybe they get cable TV, they got a cell phone bill. How are they paying for that? Well, they got a free phone. Okay. But bottom line is, you can still use your, do you take Section 8? Yes. Provided these three, they got to qualify for these three areas, three criteria. One is the applicant must qualify. So they got to have income that's three times the monthly rent. Yeah, they can use their housing choice voucher as part of that. See how much the subsidy is. And that will count towards the three times the monthly rent. Okay. So let's say we've got a tenant that produces, in this example I just gave, the tenant produces a housing choice voucher where Section 8 is going to pay $756 towards the rent, but they have no other income. Well, they can't qualify income wise. And we're seeing a lot of that with folks that go to these different nonprofits that want to help homeless people and all this and that. They can't do it on their own with just a housing choice voucher. They got to have some kind of extra income, whether it's disability, Social Security, I don't care what it is, but they've got to have some other kind of income to get them up there to meet that three times the rent. So that is very, very important. I'm going to give you a little helpful tool to go to. If you understand Facebook, I have a private Facebook group, private. Okay. It's called Louisville Landlords Love Section 8. So go to Facebook, do a search, Louisville Landlords Love Section 8. You can invite yourself, get request to be a member, and then I'm going to look at it and I can approve it and let you in. But you better say, I've referred you, okay? And the reason I do it that way, because we're getting too many people that go there looking for a house to rent or an apartment to rent on Section 8. So go check that out. Review episode 74, and that's going to be more stuff about Section 8 for you. This is a short version. Check it out. Take some notes. Cover your butt, and there is a way to comply with all this and still be legal and abide by fair housing and all the protected classes. So finish with this one. See you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.